Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means this is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. We are on the air today with Rob Regish, of course. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me back.
Rob, something's going on with your microphone, buddy, because we sounds like you're in the bowels of the basement right now.
Sorry, man. How's
much
that?
Better,
that
much better? Better. Yes, much better.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, yeah. And then we are being joined during the first portion of today's show by Randy. It's Mordhorse, correct?
That's correct.
How you doing?
Real good.
Good. And you're
we're
being joined by you because Rob, you and Rob have had some discussions back and forth, and he started telling me about you. I thought, you know, we got to get this guy on the show because he epitomizes what we talk about on the show as far as an adherence to physical culture and how it affects your life. First of all, before we get started in your journey, just tell the audience how old you are.
63 tomorrow.
Wow, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, man, happy birthday.
Nice to make it this far because I didn't always think I was going to make it.
Okay, talk about that. Talk about that. Why did you think you weren't going to make it?
Well, I got malaria in Vietnam, and that was 105, 108 degree fever for 3 days, unconscious, and short-term memory severely affected, and also immune system. So my immune system was to the point where I was having upper respiratory infections probably 3 to 4 months out of every year of my adult life until I was like almost like 45.
Wow.
And I discovered Pycnogenol. Pycnogenol helped me out. I guess, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. Right.
Right.
So,
right.
So, you know, I've always kind of been into the alternative health remedies.
Did you try any mainstream pharmacological approaches early on?
Not really, because they never seemed to work, and I was always more into the wellness stuff and the drug stuff. I was always pretty aware of what their philosophy is about just treating symptoms and not
right.
really getting to the point of, and besides that, it was just something that was chronic all the time. And I knew that my lifestyle had to play a big role in it, but yet, you know, you really need something pretty powerful and you need a series of things because, you know, life is a balancing act and, you know, it's just not one thing. So just taking Synthogen by itself is not going to do it. You have to do lots of other things too.
Well, so talk about now. So you found Pycnogenol. Yeah,
right.
Pycnogenol. Yeah, you got to take it for a while to learn how to say it. First of all, Dr. Michael Smith talked about it on the show.
same thing with Synthogen. You can't say that real fast either.
Yeah, you're right.
But nonetheless, with the Pycnogenol, after about 2 or 3 months, I started noticing that the symptoms started going away, and I was taking, you know, about 200-300 milligrams of that a day, along with ester, vitamin C, and some other things. I've been into all this stuff, you know, from Adele Davis all the way up through Earl Mandel and all those people.
Right.
From, you know, the 70s on all the way up. And so the evolution of all of these things that have come today is just phenomenal because, I mean, the truth pretty much now is known. There's no mysteries about heart disease and not so much about cancer and other things that we can do to, you know, to really, you know, back off all that stuff, make it go away.
When did you find a sweet spot in your life where you felt like, wow, now I finally have found some form of optimal health?
After I stopped getting the respiratory infections, that was a big thing right there. And then I've had 2 major back surgeries, 2 knee surgeries. I'm 6'5". I was my highest weight was 254. Now I'm 227. Rebounding has always been one of my favorite exercises, but you know, you need to do a little more than that. And so now what I'm doing for exercise that's really put me over the top is doing interval exercising, like 90 seconds of rebounding and then 30 seconds of lifting weights.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Weights, you know,
yeah.
40, 50 pounds. So I put my synchronized music on. I jump on the rebounder. I get off. I do the weights. And since I started the weights, I discovered Synthogen. And once I took the Synthogen, doing the intervals and stuff the first time, I probably did a 20-25% increase in reps and an additional set. Now, I had read a couple things on a blog. I mean, I've just finished my fourth bottle of Synthogen. And I was reading on the blogs there that the recovery part and, you know, doing the extra work was a big part of it. And the very first time I did it, it was a 20-25% increase. And then that's when I wrote my email into Rob, you know, saying, hey, I concur with all this stuff. And, you know, I couldn't believe it.
So you, now, in your mind, it could not have been a simple placebo effect because that was a considerable amount of additional work to do?
I was thinking that. I always think that. I'm always aware of placebo effects and also adaptogens where, you know, your body just gets used to it and then you take it for granted and then it's not there anymore, which is akin to a placebo, I guess. But, you know, a lot of things that are healthy for us, we don't necessarily feel them. We all want to feel, you know, the products that we're taking so that we can have that testimonial, right, that we're really feeling this way. And a lot of people aren't patient. They aren't willing to wait. You remember when Ephedra came out in the 90s, right, how everybody got so excited about that. I mean, you could feel that and go to the moon. However, you know, the end result of that is certainly not good. This was something that was subtle, but yet in terms of how you're really feeling. But when you're exercising, you just feel the pump more and more and more as I go along, and I kept wanting to do more work. It's still the same today. After, you know, after my fourth bottle, I take five or six before I start, and then I take a little bit of cherry juice with that, about 6-7 ounces of tart cherry juice, and I get after it, and the pain goes away. I mean, that was...
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Rob shared with me that over the years, you know, you've incurred your surgeries and possibly some other
right.
injuries and so on and so forth, and
right.
just simple movement first thing in the morning has been kind of an arduous task for you. Is that true?
It is. I think once you get to be a certain age and arthritis kicks in and inflammation, every day is about recovery. I mean, I'm working on recovery from the time I get up until the time I go to bed. And when I get up and I can take, you know, when I first get up, first thing when I get up in the morning, I'll take 8 ounces, 10 ounces of cherry juice and 3 or 4 Synthogen. That starts my day with a little arginine. That kind of gets me the pump. Then I'll wait a few, you know, about 20, 30 minutes, and then maybe have my green food and all my other supplements that I take.
Right.
And then a little later, I'll have some, before I work out, about 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, I'll have 5 Synthogen and another 6-7 ounces of cherry juice to get on the rebounder and get started, right? And I just love it, man. I mean, it is such a good part of my day. And then when I get done, I take 5 more Synthogen. A little water, or maybe even a little more cherry juice. I try not to take a whole lot of cherry juice in the morning because it's got that natural melatonin in it.
And also, it's pretty high in sugar as well.
Right, right, right. So I don't try to overdo it. I'm just putting it in there because I think Synthogen, one thing that I noticed about it, when the write-up on it, was that it makes everything better, whether it's food or supplements or, you know, even if you're taking pharmaceutical drugs or whatever you're doing. Whether it's physical or the food or the supplements, it's going to enhance the activity of whatever it is, and it's so, so noticeable.
Talk a little bit more about your diet, Randy, for a second. So are you by chance a vegan?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'll be honest with you, about 70% of what I do is superfoods. Whether it's the Green Vibrance, I like that product, and I like isolated whey proteins and the coconut milk, and I put chia seeds and hemp seeds and everything. Rainbow Vibrance is another great, you know, got all the super fruits and vegetables and stuff in it, and I'll drink that when I go to work. I make that and take
you,
that.
Do you eat red meat?
So my whole day is basically superfoods and supplements, and then at night when I come home, I'll pretty much, you know, have whatever I feel like.
What do you eat? Red meat?
Yep.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. No.
Like, do you eat red meat every week? every week do you have red meat?
Yes.
Oh,
I'd say probably 3 to 4 times a week.
That's cool.
Chicken, turkey. But I not a lot of meat and not a lot of bad carbs. No, you know, no candy bars and all that junk, you know. You know, there's a lot of healthy foods out there that actually taste sensational, so there's really no excuse anymore.
Are you a big grain eater? You like grains,
no.
Breads? Good for
no.
you.
Okay. No.
Good for you. Because those will contribute to your inflammation.
I have noticed a tremendous difference since I cut out the wheat products.
Yeah, it's amazing. And
yeah,
you know what?
This
message is really starting to gain some real traction in the United States with the launch of Dr. Bill Davis's book, Wheat Belly, and then the kismet effect of Bill O'Reilly doing the diet about it. And now I was out of town, I guess it was last weekend, and on the news they had one of the main magazine shows in the morning had Bill Davis on there talking about the problems with grain-based diets and stuff. And it's finally getting out. And, you know, I'm happy about that. We've been talking about it on this show for probably close to 8 years now.
And Mercola too. Dr. Mercola is pounding the table on it. He's got a book called No Grain Diet. So yeah, it is out there. But when you look around and just see the way people are in the culture and the way the products are, it hasn't changed much. So it's just the awareness is still very, very, very low when you look at the general population.
Yeah. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna go into a break. When we come back, we're gonna pick it up on the other side with both Randy and Rob Regish. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. If you want to learn more about Synthogen, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomeres. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just a reminder, Age Force has introduced their 10-hour energy patch. Already getting really, really great reviews about it. Twice the energy for half the price. You get a buy one, get one free when you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad. Learn more today. Check it out. Okay, we're talking with Randy and Rob, and we're going to pick it up a little bit more with Randy. We were talking about his diet as we were going into the break. Randy, talk a little bit about tart cherry juice. When did you stumble on it, upon it, and what did you realize it did for you?
Well, when I first heard about Synthogen, I read the tart cherry juice suggestion, but I didn't take it right away. And then I think I saw a Dr. Oz session or Mercola or somebody sent me something, and it was talking about how, you know, the tart cherry reduces the inflammation, and that's always a big problem for me. I got arthritis in my back and my hips and my knees and my legs, you know, and every morning getting up. So I thought, well, I'd try it, and I tried it with the Synthogen because I remembered that I had saw that on the bottle or on the website. And it was like the first time I did it, it's like 20 minutes later, the pain melts away. And I mean, not just for me, but I've been telling all of my friends and my senior friends and people in my family. And they're not all on Synthogen. A couple of them are. But that tart cherry juice just takes the inflammation right away. And I've got people out there taking all the bottles off the shelves at the grocery stores of tart cherry juice. I get it concentrate or just a well, how do you say that? Montmorency or something like that? The tart cherry?
I don't know.
That's the
Mirinda? Is that what you're talking about?
No, not Mirinda. Montmorency. Isn't that, what is it, Rob? You know what it is? Right? You've heard that.
I'm not sure if it's a brand name that you're referring to, but
that's a kind of cherry, Montmorency, I think it's called.
No,
but that's
know.
Supposed to be the highest
rated
one.
Randy, tell me about the other people that are using Synthogen, some of your friends that you've gotten on it. Are they the type of people who even train, exercise, or are they just using it because it gives them a general sense of well-being?
No, I've got a buddy here locally, 74. And he's exercise. He kind of follows me right along because he knows I'm staying on top of everything that comes out there that's really worthy. And so he's real in tune with everything. And he's exercising, lifting weights. And I got him on Synthogen, and he had the same report. I mean, the first time he exercised, you know, 20-30% increase. And every day he calls me and talks to me about, you know, how well he's doing. And then he got on the tart cherry juice as well. And he's one of the ones that are going around cleaning out all the stores here with the tart cherry juice.
That's funny.
And takes it with the Synthogen. And it's like, it's amazing because pain is what holds us seniors down. We have to calculate every move we make, and getting up in the morning is hard. And, you know, for him at 74 and me at 63, we feel like we're going in the other direction.
That's wonderful.
I mean, honestly, we both feel like we're getting younger when you don't have that nagging pain that and, you know, the lack of recovery and tired, and so,
and, you know,
the more we can,
this makes a lot of sense, and I'll tell you why. Because we know that elderly, as you get older, I'm an elderly person, we know as you get older the body has a more difficult time processing proteins down to its basic amino acids,
right.
And so we know that supplementing with free-form amino acids has a great value for us as we age. And then add to the, add to that the adaptogen that is, a very powerful adaptogen that is in Synthogen. It would make sense to me, Rob. Did you know that this potentially could have some benefits within the longevity community?
I knew Synthogen would have, a tremendous anti-aging potential. What was interesting to me was, we rolled it out first to the Blueprint crowd and the sports nutrition market. And when I heard from Randy, and then I started to hear from people's fathers and grandfathers, who were using the stuff, it just, it did me a world of good because it validated what I knew, which was Synthogen does have a tremendous anti-aging and longevity application, given the fact that it maximizes not only cellular fuel, but also recycles that fuel. And that's not just for, performance in the gym, even though you will hear, I did 20-30% more. I have this feeling of well-being associated with it. It really gets to the heart of cellular aging, which is, the fuel that's inherent in the cell and recycling that fuel and maximizing cellular energy at a very basic level. It will, and as Randy said, Synthogen alone is not going to work a miracle, but Synthogen plus a sound diet and training protocol does work wonders, and any good supplement is going to magnify the most powerful anabolic you can put in your body, and that is food.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Makes perfect sense. Now, are you starting to look at this market differently, or are you just going to continue to use the promote the product as a sports nutrition product?
That's a great question. It's a difficult call. I think ultimately, yes, I would love to bring Synthogen to seniors, and that is the goal. It's part of the reason I wanted Randy on to tell his story, because it's one thing for me as the guy who, formulated it to say this, but it's quite another to hear from somebody who is living the life. He obviously has put a tremendous amount of thought, time, energy, and effort into getting the fundamentals right, and they were in place when he picked up Synthogen. He ran with it. On top of that, he's using the tart cherry juice. And what's the difference? Well, the difference really is, and you get right down to it, quality of life. When you plunk your hard-earned money down, you should walk away with either improved athletic performance and or, my quality of life has improved, and that's the bottom line. That's as a consumer, and I am one and always have been one, that's what I want, and that's what I want for people that use Synthogen.
Yeah.
Well, can I add something here real quick?
Please, go ahead.
I kind of felt like I was treading water before I found Synthogen. You're just going through the motions and you're just trying to stay ahead of the game, but I'm not really there, because you just, every day is a little bit the same, and then you feel yourself going down. I take Synthogen and my life improved like day one. And then it's been four bottles now. And since adding the tart cherry and the Synthogen, I'm going another direction, which is the reverse of the aging feeling, like I'm getting old. I know I'm going to die. I'm going to get old. We're all going to get wrinkled up and die. That's going to happen. But this process right now is taking me in another direction from where I was just 2-3 months ago.
Randy, do you have any friends that are using Synthogen that don't train, that don't necessarily exercise per se? Maybe they just walk and that sort of thing?
Well, no. I've got one who's really, she's got neuropathy, and she's got a lot of problems, and she can't even exercise, and only 54, 55 years old. And she's given Synthogen a lot of credit just for helping her get through the day,
yeah.
Which a physical, emotional wreck with loss of nerve damage, et cetera. So she doesn't work out, and she's, singing its praises.
Okay. I'm just curious. Yeah. It's interesting.
But the ones that are working out are the ones, of course, that are going to be the ones that notice it. I've got another friend in California who's my age, who's a real serious bodybuilder type, and he's singing its praises as well. Very much so, very noticeable, and he's been exercising heavy for,
you know, probably 40 years.
Yeah. And you know what? And, Rob, this makes me think that you really do need to start finding a different way to brand the product so that more people understand that it's just not a performance-enhancing product, you know?
Yeah. We do have Muscle and Sports Science, who is distributing the product at MuscleMass.com, does have a number of, let's call them holistic, you know, anti-aging doctors and clinics that use some of their other quality proteins. Like, they make a very high-quality, cold-processed whey, as well as a colostrum product. So some of them are already onto it, and because it's branded with the Mass Pro, which is kind of his flagship brand, the Mass Pro name, they've sampled the bottle, and what we've seen is, you know, after they've tried one bottle, you know, they're coming back for two. In some cases, they're becoming wholesalers. So it is catching on. It's just a matter of how do we best go about it. And I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not a marketing guy. I'm a research and practical application guy. So if anybody has any suggestions on how to get it into that community, I'm all ears.
Okay. Hey, listen, Randy, I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking about your personal journey and also about Synthogen, okay?
Well, thank you for having me, and my pleasure. And I want to encourage everybody out there, especially seniors who are into looking to recover for another day, that this is the way to go. Give it a try and be prepared to be pleasantly improved.
Yeah.
So, no, thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. The opportunity.
Yeah, our pleasure.
All
right, so here's what we're going
to
do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with the regularly scheduled Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Apparently, if you're really old, you'll gain youth. How do you like that? I like it. Okay.
Good stuff, man.
So, Rob Regish, unfortunately, due to a technical difficulty, I don't have the questions here in my hands. You have them there, and for some reason, somewhere between you and I, the internet is not cooperating. So you're going to have to serve up your own questions today and answer them as well.
That's not a problem.
So if it's okay with you, I'm going to go ahead and mute my microphone, and I'm going to get out of here. No, I'm only kidding.
No, I did send them to you, but like you said, you know, lost in cyberspace. That's okay. We're still going to help people get to Gainesville.
There you go.
Before I do, though, I want to give a shout-out and a happy birthday to Dave Roseland, CEO of Extreme Formulations. I've spoken before about their Ultrapeptide 2.0 and some of their other products, but this is a little more important because Extreme Formulations is teaming up with Jordan Franz, who is, you know, a friend of the show, the Unlikely Toad.
I know Jordan for over a decade now because he and I used to communicate on some of the forums when I first started my journey into health, and I knew him as the Unlikely Toad. That's how I knew him.
Yeah, and they are teaming up with the United Cerebral Palsy Foundation of Central Pennsylvania, and Jordan has a goal of raising $1,500 for them. 100% of all the profits going to the United Cerebral Palsy Foundation of Central PA. And for just $5, you can head on over to xfmuscle.com and get one of his wristbands, which, you know, it's called the Overcome Wristband. And I can't think of a better cause or something to invest in. I went there this morning and got mine. So, you know, do the best you can. Let's help out Jordan and United Cerebral Palsy Foundation. Worthy cause if there ever was one.
Okay, I'm at their website right now, actually.
Yeah. Yeah,
you said, wait, you said it's XS Muscle?
XF. X as in X-ray, F as in Frank.
Ah, okay. Thank you. I'm going there right now. Okay, all right. So now, onward and upward.
Onward and upward. Okay, our first question comes to us from Andreas Pena. And he's saying, this might not be blueprint worthy, but I forgot to ask earlier, I'm an electrician. I walk around all day long, lift heavy items throughout the day. I climb ladders, crawl on the ground, etc. Due to my occupation, do I even need to worry about doing cardio, whether that be slow state or intense? Follow-up question I had asked a couple weeks ago regarding my girlfriend and lifting heavy weights with her lower body. Recently, one of the nerves in her foot grew under one of the bones, and she needs to have surgery and have it removed, so she won't be squatting anytime soon. Keep up the good work. You always have solid info and cover a variety of topics. So, here's your answer, Andreas, and it's a valid question that he asked, and one which I've often heard debated, sometimes heatedly, with respect to people's occupations and whether they need to do cardio. There's no question that a more physical occupation impacts your training. The real question is to what extent, and if so, what modifications might be necessary. What also needs to be taken into consideration are the person's goals, their body fat levels, and training age. Generally speaking, though, I still do favor dedicated cardio sessions where you can perform them when you're feeling up to it. And that includes both high-intensity interval training, which is my preferred method of cardio, as well as low-intensity steady-state sessions.
Right.
Here's why. Although there's little question as to your heart rate is going to be elevated in your occupations, certainly versus a desk job, it is keeping it elevated and at a certain zone, as you know, the usually 220 minus your age, for optimal fat burning and cardiovascular fitness. So that's the issue. There are likely days at work, though, Well, you're going to have the opportunity to do that, and you're really hustling, but on other days you're not going to be as busy. The other consideration, though, is this, and it gets back to the physical nature of your job. How does it impact your ability to recover from exercise? Because Andreas is saying here he's lifting heavy things throughout the day, he's climbing ladders, and even if you're young, that kind of work adds up. And keeping a keen eye on your workout frequency then is crucial. There is no playbook for this. There's no way for a coach to write down on a piece of paper some prescription that says, do this or exercise with X frequently. It simply comes down to training age and having the body wisdom that you acquire over the years to say, here's when I can train heavy and here's when I can't. So having said that, though, Andreas, here's the fix. Ideally, you want to incorporate some sort of light, medium, and heavy schedule for your weight training, with the heavy day occurring when you're feeling well-rested and up to it. And that may well occur on an irregular basis, depending upon your schedule. In time, however, you're going to know when to push things and when to back off. Those dedicated cardio sessions should ideally be performed on off days, in the morning in a fasted state, high-intensity interval cardio being the preferred version. Although, if you're not feeling up to that, certainly low-intensity steady state would fit the bill.
And that goes with having body wisdom, as you said.
Yeah,
there are some
absolutely.
Days where you just feel like, you know what, I'm going to be counterproductive doing HIIT. I think I'm just going to do 30 minutes of slow state or 40 minutes of slow state cardio.
Right. If you're lugging heavy things up and down the stairs all day long, listen, your legs are going to be spent. Or if you're just coming off of a heavy leg day, your ability to perform high-intensity interval training is going to be somewhat compromised. So, use your head, incorporate low-intensity steady-state stuff where needed, and periodically reevaluate for signs of overtraining. You may very well need to take an entire week off once every 4 to 8 weeks. The rationale here is simple, and it was a tip that I took from some of Brooks Kubik's material that I ordered to learn more about this. John Grimmick, right? Unquestionably one of the world's strongest, most well-built men. He trained after 12-hour shifts in a steel foundry every day. Could tear a phone book in half as easily as the average man could tear a piece of paper. Now, keep in mind, this was during the 1930s, decades before steroids were even invented. It was all about hard work on the Iron Game's big, basic movements. Okay, so was the York barbell system, which is, or was, and still is, a light, medium, and heavy training system that many thrived on. Now, you don't hear much about this system today, as it's kind of closely linked still to that body wisdom in the art, not necessarily the science of bodybuilding. That has been sort of lost to the ages. But like you, Andreas, he worked a physically demanding job, yet found a way to balance both his profession and his passion. If you're interested in reading more about that, I would definitely recommend Brooks's books. The two I ordered were John Grimmick's Career in History, as well as Doug Hepburn's. There's also a great website out there, guys, called superstrengthtraining.com. Which is full of the old-timers' routines. Well, well worth it. One other quick note about your girlfriend and her foot and her nerve issue. Sorry to hear about it. But it doesn't mean that she necessarily has to sit on the sidelines. What I'm talking about is using open kinetic chain lifts versus closed kinetic chain lifts. Real quick, all that means is open kinetic chain lifts are where your hand and foot are free to move. These are largely isolation exercises versus your foot being in a fixed position, where like on a squat and a deadlift. Doesn't sound like she's going to be able to do that. The real quick prescription, static holds on the leg extension. Have her hold a maximal weight at the very top, just underneath lockout, strongest range for 5 to 10 seconds, then slowly lower that under control. Immediately into some 45-degree hyperextensions for the posterior chain with a weight that finds her coming a rep or two shy of failure in the 6 to 10 range. Two such sets with about 10 minutes between supersets. Doing so is going to place zero pressure on her foot, keep both her quads and her posterior chain strong, and keep her mind and muscle connection engaged with those muscle groups. When she does return to squatting, the transition is going to be much easier given her muscles, central nervous system, and her sense of balance and proprioception is going to be razor sharp versus starting from scratch.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, we actually have to take a commercial break, which this works out perfect. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, whose question will we be addressing, Rob?
Marcus Duncan has a question about essential amino acids.
Cool. Okay, so you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Don't I sound like a real DJ? Huh? We'll be right back with more Super
Human.
We'll be right back.
Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Pump It, Pump It show. And Pump It.
X-rated.
Pump It. No, they're talking about lifting weights, man. What are you talking about, X-rated?
All right.
Pump that muscle. Pump that muscle. Come on. All right, so we're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. What's the next question? You said
Marcus Duncan.
Marcus Duncan, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, Marcus had a great question. He says, could one supplement, could one, meaning one person, supplement with an essential amino acid product and replace a complete protein source such as beef, chicken, and protein powder?
And I will answer that in one continuous word, abso-flippin-lutely not. That's one word, actually.
I took a much gentler approach. I said, in theory, yes. Although I do feel strongly that both essential amino acids and complete protein sources need to be used, given their unique qualities, and an interesting personal note on that. Many of us have been indoctrinated with the message, high protein all day, every day, ad infinitum. And while there is a lot of merit in higher protein intake for weight trainers, to a certain extent, I think some guys have overdone this, and yours truly being one of them. The problem is this. If you feed your body mostly protein, it gets real good at one thing, burning protein for energy. That's a costly, inefficient process, and it results in a lot of metabolic waste that can actually hurt your performance. You'll see a lot of conversion of excess amino acids into urea and ammonia. In fact, you may even notice, like I did, a strong ammonia smell when you sweat. And I'm not just talking about when you're working out. I noticed early on this summer I was just moving around outside, and I was like, man, where's this?
It happened. You know what? I first noticed this when I was living in Phoenix, and I had lost my car, and I had to walk to and from the gym in order just to train. And I would come home, and I would take my T-shirt off, and I would think to myself, my T-shirt smells like Mr. Clean,
right?
Like Mr. Clean. No, like it smelled like ammonia from a bottle of cleaning ammonia that your mother would use to clean the house with. I was like, what the hell is going on? And then I realized what it was.
Yeah.
I was eating too much protein, most likely.
Exactly. And, yes, the body will do a brilliant job of doing, making do and burning protein for energy. But, the question you got to ask yourself is that really optimal? And the answer is no. But back to his question, Marcus's question, the short answer is no. You need both essential and non-essential amino acids for various functions. And the difference there being is there are 9 essential amino acids that your body must get and cannot make. It must get it from your diet. So really, where is the place for them? And in my opinion, there are 2 applications. Here's the fix. Number one, the ideal use for essential amino acids, in my opinion, is intra-workout, meaning in and around the workout. As an example, there was one study done showing that just 6 grams of essential amino acids dosed immediately pre-workout was shown to improve protein synthesis 600% versus just 400% when that same amount was consumed post-workout. Outside the workout, whole food and protein powders are still excellent choices. If you're dieting, though, essential amino acids are an excellent source of a nearly calorie-free nitrogen, something that Vince Gironda championed and was onto way back in the day when he was using liver tabs, if you remember that.
Yep.
He was a big advocate of consuming lots and lots of liver tabs.
And the research on liver tabs that dates back 30, 40 years ago in rats that were made to swim until they drowned.
Right.
This is a dirty trick that they play on rats to see how certain ergogenic effects of things occur. And so they drop rats in a bath of water and they let them swim until they gas out and they die. That's it. They go under. And the rats that were given liver tabs were like swimming 3 days later, where the rats that were not given liver tabs died like in that day.
Yeah. I know what study you're referring to, and it's profound.
Every time, and you know what the funny thing is? I don't know if you're like this, Rob, but I've been meaning to order liver tabs. Every time we talk about liver tabs on the show, I think, why am I not taking liver tabs anymore? And it's and then I forget about it because it's like everything else that I'm taking,
Yeah. you know, they're again, one of those things that was lost to history. But let me offer this. You may want to consider in that fashion dosing your essential amino acids just prior to meals. And what that means is that'll allow you to consume far fewer calories, yet still achieve high levels of nitrogen retention. So a couple of suggestions in terms of product suggestions. If you are interested in just the essential amino acids, I favor two products there given the unique composition and release profiles. First, over at smartpowders.com or orbitnutrition.com, they both sell under the Now Foods label a product called Amino 9 Essentials, either powder or capsules. It's just a very efficient, cost-effective source of the essential amino acids. You get a quick hit of them into your system. It's ideal in and around the workout. Alternatively, H-Force's Essential Amino Acids Patch is the other product I like in that category, and here's why. It has an 8-hour release profile. And any amount of scratching around in the research that you do on essential amino acids is very, very compelling, as any article penned by our friend Adele Musa over there at Sup University, or Subversity.com,
right,
will tell you. That same research, by the way, points to a threshold dose of 15 grams of essential amino acids as being optimal. Although, if I'm not mistaken, going through the skin, you can use far, far less.
Yes.
So with respect to H-Force's essential amino acid patch, it differs from the powders and the pills insofar as having that 8-hour release profile. Well, you know, everybody's looking for, my God, what do I do at night when I'm sleeping? It doesn't get much easier than slapping a patch on and trickling the essential amino acids into your bloodstream over 8 hours. So if you're interested in that product, I think it's ideal to apply prior to sleep. We know the body rests, recovers, and regenerates and grows the most during that time. I think the combination of those two strategies will really serve you well, especially while dieting.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
I just sent you a question. Do you want to read that one now, or you want to save that for later?
Why don't you read it? Because there's a lot of talking. You were right, man.
Well, and not only that, if that's the case, let me get this question out of the way first, because this one is from a female listener, okay?
Sure.
This one comes from Hila Cohen. I hope I'm pronouncing your name properly. I'm sorry if I'm not. She says, and she actually sent this to me a while ago, and I've been remiss. I asked her another question, and I never followed up with her. She says, "Hi, Carl. I'm 27-year-old female, just starting to get into serious strength training. The problem is that I can't keep my heels on the ground without losing balance, even with just body weight." She's talking about squatting. "I can only squat with very little range of motion until my heels come up. I've seen that some people squat with plates under their heels. How bad is it? Does it hurt the effectiveness of the squat? I'd love to hear your thoughts about how to fix this issue. Meanwhile, I'm using the leg press machine. Is that a fair replacement for the squat?" Now, I replied to her. I said, "Hila, leg press machine is a very different movement and is not a replacement for the squat. Your issue is ankle mobility. Do you wear high heels often? Answer that and more suggestions to follow. Trying to understand why someone as young as you has ankle mobility issues." She said, "Nope, no high heels. I'm actually kind of tall at 5'8", most of which are legs. I'm a software engineer. Most of the day I'm sitting. Thanks for the help. I must fix this issue. I want to squat properly." So you go ahead and take a stab at it first, and then I'll chime in.
I've certainly got some thoughts. Number one is that you do not want to elevate your heels while squatting.
Right.
It puts a lot of pressure on the knee. It's just not something I almost wrecked my knees.
Well, I'll tell you something else. When people raise that, when people elevate their heels in the squat, they usually put a piece of wood or a barbell plate on the ground. They put their heels on it. There's no support underneath the arch of the foot. So you go, your heel is supported, the ball of your foot is supported, and all of this weight is bearing down on the arch of your foot, and it wants to bend the opposite way that it's designed to bend. So if you start squatting heavy like this, you're going to have foot problems. There's no doubt about it. And I've heard about guys who squat heavy like that complaining that the muscles in the arch of their feet hurt so bad they can't walk the next day when they squat heavy like that.
Yeah. And I know exactly what she's talking about, though, you know, with respect to not having the flexibility to keep her feet flat.
Right.
Because I got into this when I got heavy into body weight only training, convict conditioning, one-legged squats. What you're really talking about there, at least in my case, what I found was I had extremely tight Achilles tendons. And as a result, I could not squat, you know, flat-footed, keeping my heel on the ground either. Ultimately, the way I got around that was stretching the Achilles tendon, some dedicated stretching prior to squatting with a flex band, really resolved, you know, I would say 90%, 90, 95% of my issues. The rest was simply a matter of practicing. You know, practice, not only in the stretching but also the squat, and gradually working into it. It's not something that's going to come the first day. It took me a good 2 to 3 weeks of dedicated stretching and ultimately learning to squat flat-footed with on one leg off of a cinder block to get it right. And I realize, you know, single-legged squats may not be the goal here, but it's going to take some work. And but you don't, I'd say you definitely don't want to elevate the heels. You do want to work on Achilles tendon flexibility. I think that's the key.
Okay, so with that being said, I totally agree. You do not want to squat on plates or chocks of wood to get your heels up to compensate for this lack of flexibility. And we're assuming it's a lack of flexibility. It's where I went right away. Without, you know, to impose one of the edicts of Coach Johnson, without seeing a video of what you're doing, it's hard for us to guess, because it could be, and this happens to me, and I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but when I squat too light, when I don't have any weight on my back, because I'm such a tall guy and I have a long femur, when I don't have any weight on my back, it's really hard for me to squat correctly, because I don't have anything to change my center of gravity so that I can actually sit back in the squat. So when I squat without weight on me, I end up really leaning very far forward, throwing my hips out pretty far back, and I do have feel the need to come up on the balls of my feet if I try to go too deep. So the first question I would have as a follow-up is, how deep are you going? Are you going well below parallel, or is this problem happening even before you get to parallel? That's the first question I ask, because you really only need to go to parallel or a little bit below to in order to activate the muscles you want to activate in this squat. If you can get to parallel or a little, even a degree or two below that without bringing your heels up, I say you got no problem, okay? Now, the second thing is, you may find that if you put a bit more weight on your back, you can squat correctly.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you and the squat is one of those exercises where adding just a touch of weight will improve people's form dramatically.
Okay.
versus no weight. And I know I've hammered this point before, but it's worth repeating. Just squatting down onto a parallel box or a bench, straddling a free bench in that squat rack with a bar on your back is going to help you insofar as that Achilles tendon flexibility and keeping your feet flat. And I know it's the Achilles tendon, at least in my case, because this may surprise you, Carl, but while I don't wear high heels,
I have
keep that between you and I told you, man, off air, you got to keep that stuff quiet. I have run plenty in those jump soles, which puts all of the pressure under the ball of my foot. And as you can imagine, stretches the hell out of my Achilles tendon, and I have been able to squat flat-footed ever since.
Now, with that being said, there are some of us who have anatomical variables that we just can't escape, a long femur or short tibia, whatever, you know what I mean? And that changes the kinesiology of your body. So here's a tip. Here's a tip. If you want to start squatting now, and not having to worry about this, but let it kind of work its way out on its own, sort of on-the-job training, get wider in your squat. Because if you get wider in your squat, your hips will do more work, and you'll be able to come down a lot farther without having to lean forward. Because this is what happens when you, when you're leaning far forward, your knees are tracking out above your feet or even beyond. That is when this heel issue becomes a problem. If you get wider, you may find out you can squat just the way you want.
And that's why, you know, that's why I made the suggestion on the box squat, because if you think about it, you have, you're forced to take a wider stance.
You're straddling it. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that, there's some tips, and hopefully you'll get back to us and let us know what you find. We have to take yet another commercial break, because that's how we pay to make the show possible. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancements, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. HR5, Orbit Nutrition, fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping. Too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
She looks like Kim Kardashian. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio, where Rob Regish answers your questions. Okay, so who's the next question from, Rob?
Well, this one's from Scott Tavener, and he's saying, "Hi, Rob, I posted this for Carl the other day, but I think he missed it. I wrote, 'Hi, Carl, I just listened to you saying that you have gone away from whey protein isolate and are now using a blend of casein to stop the insulin spike, right?'"
Yes, I am. I'm using a whole milk protein isolate product from TrueNutrition.com.
Okay.
It's a fantastic product. And it is basically the exact protein profile of milk, you know, about, I guess, 70% casein and 30% whey.
Right.
And it does not elicit the insulin spike. It has all of the leucine that I need to stimulate mTOR.
Great.
And I love it. And I add it to my raw milk. So I'm having protein-fortified raw milk.
Yeah. And what he's saying here is, Scott says, "Dave Palumbo always told me, why would you want to buy an inferior protein to whey protein isolate when all you have to do is add fat to your shake by adding macadamia oil, coconut oil, or a scoop of natural peanut butter?" I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this.
Well, Dave is clearly wrong here. He's clearly wrong. And saying that casein is inferior or whey is inferior to a whey isolate is not accurate. It's kind of like saying, why would you want to buy a pickup truck when you could buy a Cadillac? Well, maybe because I need the bed in the back to do things with. But you can't compare the two. No, I'm being sincere.
Well,
Dave Palumbo is a great guy, and I understand what he's talking about. He's talking about using protein in a very narrow application for muscle building. But here's what I am predicting that is going to come out in science very shortly. That those of us who adhere to exclusively whey protein and whey protein isolates all the time as our protein, our drinkable protein source, are going to become hyperinsulinemic. We're going to start to develop all the same symptoms and issues that diabetics develop. And you're going to say, well, how can that be? Well, I don't eat any carbs. All I eat is protein. Well, guess what? Whey protein and whey protein isolate elicit such a rapid transfer to glucose through the liver and through the gut that they actually raise blood sugar levels and stimulate insulin response.
Right. And to put a further, you know, point on that, whey protein isolate, a lot of people look at it and say, yeah, man, it's over 90% protein. You know, why would I want a quote-unquote inferior protein? Well, a couple things on that matter. A whey protein isolate lacks many of the attributes that whey is often touted for. And that is because when you isolate down to such a high percentage of protein per gram, it comes at a cost. And that cost is this. You end up stripping out almost all of the fat globules, immune enhancing and glutathione building benefits that whey conveys. In fact, the vast majority of positive research done on whey, if you look at it, is performed on whey protein concentrate, not necessarily isolate. Likewise, the other milk protein, casein, has beneficial properties of its own that are not found in whey, just one of which being a slower release profile and less of an insulin spike. The brightest minds in this business have always favored some blend of whey, caseinate, and or egg protein. And you're going to find this as far back as Vince Gironda, coming up all the way to the present day, and I'll put a stake in the ground at the original metrics formula done by Dr. Connolly. Okay, even today, his Physique 2.0, if I'm not mistaken, uses a complete milk protein. Right?
Yes, of course. And you know what? Dr. Connolly figured it out. He figured it out a while ago, and he got away from the whey protein isolates and the whey proteins that he promoted when he was with Bill Phillips because he understood that whole milk proteins were better. And in fact, I had to go there to find out for sure. August 21st, Adele Moussa published a fantastic blog asking, whey or casein, pulse or spread evenly across the day? Does it even make a difference in terms of fat loss and lean mass retention on a diet? New plus old empirical data. And he shows that whole milk protein performs better for fat loss and retention of lean body mass.
Than
isolates. So
right. And we're talking about people and companies here that could use any protein source of their choosing in the world. And what are they using? They're not using complete milk protein. So here's the bottom line. I honestly look at the issue of protein choices like this. Would you expect to play your best golf game with just woods or just irons? Of course not. You know, your best game is going to be played with every club available to you. Depending upon the circumstances, that club of choice is going to change. And remember, protein is just one of the macronutrients, albeit an incredibly important one, right? From the Greek proteos, of primary importance. I would take the time to find which source works best for you and when. And there's a reason why Mother Nature includes both whey and caseinate.
Bingo. And see that, and that's where I am now in this point of my life. Okay.
Right.
Here's where I am in this point of my life. I've been saying it for a while, but I finally got it. Okay. Nature is perfect. Man tries to, make products by taking things in nature and stripping them out and isolating this and isolating that. And we know that nature is perfect. And this is a great blog. I'm just gleaning it right now that Adele Moussa wrote in Subversity that talks about whey versus casein and whole milk and everything. It's a great blog. But there's a reason that a newborn baby gets the exact ratios of casein and whey that it gets from its mother during the most critical periods of growth. There's a reason. It's the perfect food, milk. You can't fool with it. Now, sure, there may be opportunities where taking casein before bed is better than taking whey before bed, or taking a whey protein isolate immediately after a workout spikes, you know, blood flow. That may be all well and good. But the bottom line is what I've discovered is whole milk proteins are the best. That is way that is no pun intended, the way that nature intended them to be. And interestingly enough, you get all the muscle building, fat burning effects without this huge insulin spike from it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's don't become one of these knuckleheads who's in some militant camp of, my God, you know, if you're not using whey, you're using junk. You know, it's just not true. Not true.
I wish I could read this whole blog right now. Maybe I'll have Adele address it this Thursday when we do the Subversity of News, Science and the News Roundup. Anyway, okay, so is that the only question from Scott? Scott's a great guy, by the way. So there you
go. Yeah, he's a great listener. He asked some very insightful questions, and hopefully that's cleared up for the audience. You know
what? Scott can appreciate what I'm talking about. I believe he and I shared some emails a while ago. I think he lives in the U.K., and there's a lot of us who are, like, we train hard. I sound like that commercial. We push our muscles to the limits. But anyway, you know, we train so hard. We live the right life. And then we check our blood sugar in the morning. We go, how could that be? How could that be that my blood sugar is so high? We go, what is it that I'm doing that is causing these mad blood sugar fluctuations? What am I doing when I check my A1C? It's so high. Why is that? And when you strip way out of the program for about 2 to 3 months, you find that your pancreas goes, whew, man, I'm glad I'm glad he did that, because I was really getting tired of having to produce all that insulin.
Yeah, I hear you.
So there you go. All right?
I hear you.
Hi. What do we have next?
All right. Richard Patterson writes, he says, it just occurred to me, Mass Pro Synthogen has essential amino acids. I ran out of the product, and I'm going without it for a little while for comparison's sake. I believe my muscle soreness and recovery have already been compromised, although I'm hoping the H-Force amino acid patches are going to help. Anyway, I'd like to hear what Rob thinks about Marcus's questions. Another guy on Facebook asked me about if one uses a full-spectrum amino acid supplement with and without Mass Pro Synthogen. You know, I'm not going to overdo the Synthogen angle other than to say, you know, what you're experiencing, Richard, is a hallmark of any great product. If you come off it, you're going to notice it. And people notice it when they come off Synthogen. They're just, you feel old again. There's no other way to say it. Having said that, your question is about using an essential amino acid product either solo or alongside Synthogen. So let's discuss it. The bottom line, the short answer is, if you're using Synthogen and you have your dosing dialed in, there is no need for any additional amounts of essential amino acids, branched chain amino acids, etc. How do I know that? I took fistfuls of them, up to 30 grams a day of both essential and branched chain amino acids and even some isolated aminos along with Mass Pro Synthogen, and it's just, it wasn't necessary. Did not, you know, add anything other than expense to my day. If you dialed your dose in correctly with Synthogen, you're good to go. Having said that, there are a lot of guys out there sitting on a lot of branched chain aminos and essential amino acids, and I would tell you this. If you're one of those people and you have a bottle of Synthogen in hand, I would simply use Synthogen on your training days, and on your off days, use your essential amino acids in a bolus dose a couple of times a day on your off days to stretch your supply. And, you know, there's no need to shotgun. I absolutely hate to hear and see people shotgunning mad amounts of supplements. It's burning a hole in their wallet and not knowing what's working and what isn't.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, it just makes sense to me to use things strategically. Use them when and where you need them. And for Synthogen, that's in and around the workout. You want to use the other stuff, just use it on your off days. And that's it. You know, the other tip I'll give you is this, and you heard it from Randy. If you want to stretch your supply of Synthogen, up the amount of tart cherry juice that you use along with it.
Why does tart cherry juice, and you may have said this before, and maybe I didn't pick up on it, but why does tart cherry juice work so synergistically with Synthogen?
Both have a profound effect insofar as being anti-inflammatory, but they work through different pathways. Now, I considered putting tart cherry extract in Synthogen, but I elected not to, primarily for one reason. It's already at your local grocery store. You know, why heap an expense on top of guys that are, you know, already going to be.
And not everybody not everybody wants it anyway.
And not everybody's going to want it. So, you know, secondly, as Randy spoke to, some people do get a drowsy effect from tart cherry juice, the extract, either from a dual combination, usually of the sugar, which some people don't want, and secondly, its natural melatonin content. So, you know, those are two different ways, two different ideas to stretch your supply. But they're, you know, essential money spent on essential amino acids, whether it's my product or somebody else's, is money well spent.
Yeah.
And we can all thank, I think, Adele Musa for making them, rightfully so, sexy again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They work.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions, lots more questions. And then, of course, at the end of the show, the Blueprint Power Hour tip of the day. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. I would be remiss if I did not wish my son Chase a happy 22nd birthday today.
Wow, happy birthday.
I was just texting him. I texted him this morning. I said, happy birthday, happy 22nd birthday. He said, thanks, Dad. I said, what are you doing? You doing anything tonight? He says, no, probably just staying home. And I was just texting. Okay. I said, damn, 22, that's amazing. I remember watching you be born.
See, a veteran remembers the hangover from his 21st birthday.
I don't know about that. I think that, Chase is a really mellow kid. He goes out and parties, don't get me wrong, but he's not the kind of kid who is like, oh, it's my birthday, I have to go out and get blasted tonight, you know?
Good, man.
And he's training a lot. You know, he's been following some of the blueprint protocols, and he calls me for advice all the time, and he's in the gym, and that didn't come from me. Because when I first got into physical culture, Chase was at that age where he didn't want to really have anything to do with me. Like most parents, you know, kids at that age where they're searching for autonomy, like, you know, I don't want you to tell me what to do and all that sort of stuff. So I never even asked to take him to the gym.
Wow. Good.
So I'm happy that he found it.
Good for you, too.
Anyway. Okay, so who's next?
David Elliston wrote, he's saying, I'm in the middle of the Blueprint's feast phase, and I've injured my lower back. I'll be going to my chiropractor tomorrow. Most likely have to limit my training this week, if not stop altogether. My question is, what dietary protocol should I follow while I'm not training? Should I switch to the cruise phase or something else? And when I'm able to go back to training, should I continue my training from where I left off or go back a week or two into the loading pattern I'm using? He's using one of two new ones I just added to Blueprint. But let's take Blueprint out of the equation for the rest of the
week. I have a feeling I know where you're going to go with this. I hope it's where I think. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've been there, and I can feel for David. I think I wrote a customized plan for him. So here's where we're going with it, and where we're more precisely where we're not going. We are not going to the sidelines where a lot of people go and say, woe is me, I got a back injury, am I going to have to give up, blah, blah. We don't do that. I don't play defense. I don't like playing defense. I don't recommend playing defense to anybody. I like playing offense whenever possible. And that means we're going to look at this not as a setback, but as an opportunity. So the ideal solution then is twofold. First, you do want to identify the cause of the injury and develop an aggressive treatment protocol with your chiro or other healthcare provider. Now, this is going to involve some work, not just on your doc's behalf, but also, even more so, on yours. Meaning, it's going to be a lot of GPP, general physical preparedness work, sled dragging, pushing and pulling for the lower body. This is where that super squats hip belt that I keep talking about and raving about really comes into play. Because if you have it in your toolbox, you just pull it out and boom, you're squatting again, regardless of what kind of lower back injury you've got. But this is also a great time to brush up on the merits of body weight exercises, in particular body weight squats done with both legs for higher reps and one leg at a time for low reps. Can't recommend this enough. Oftentimes, injuries are the biggest blessings in disguise. So I got three books for you I'm going to recommend. I want everybody to try to have at least one of these on their bookshelf for when stuff like this happens. Brooks Cubic's Dinosaur Bodyweight Training, Paul Wade's Convict Conditioning, and a book called The Naked Warrior by Pavel Tussellini. You're going to be, one other tip on this, you're going to be surprised how top-range rack pulls help here. I want you to start off light and go slow, but every time I've incurred an injury to L4 and L5, mostly subluxation, so I'm not talking about slip discs, understand that, but for some reason this exercise has an ability to reset my lower back, and the pain goes away almost immediately. Now, that's going to sound counterintuitive to a lot of people because there is some vertical loading of the spine. But for whatever reason, it works and works well for me and a lot of people that I recommend it to with lower back issues. Secondly, and more importantly, here's how we're going to play offense, and you're not done with the feast phase, and you're not done gaining. Because we're going to move to the weighted dip and the weighted chin-up. You're going to establish a new one-rep max as soon as possible on those two exercises. Once you have those figures, I want you to plug them into the auto calculator for the loading patterns that I provide to all my guys, and then resume, relock, reload, and fire. Because feast for you, David, is not over. It's just starting. And once it is over, you're going to have your new PRs. They're just going to be in the weighted dip and the weighted chin-up instead of the bench and the squat. And there's no shame in that, my man. And there's a hell of a lot right with it, because those are two of the finest movements that you can aspire to, as they work an incredible degree of lean body mass and are superior to most movements, given you're moving the body and the weight simultaneously through space. And it forces your central nervous system to be at a very, very high activation level. Now, Carl, go ahead. I know you had
Okay, my approach is exactly the opposite. And you know what? Well, okay.
Interesting.
Well, but not exactly the opposite. I agree with you that he needs to keep training in some way, shape, or form. I really do. I think that you have to find ways, like you said, I think the pull-ups, these types of exercises would actually reduce the strain on the lower back and take some of the pressure off of it for periods of time. I would incorporate into that, if you can grab a slant board or an inversion table, to start using an inversion table to help take the pressure off of the spine periodically for maybe 10, 15 minutes at a time if you can. But the only nutritional suggestion that I would have that might be contrary, unless I miss something, is I would employ some intermittent fasting. And the reason I would employ intermittent fasting in this area is because we know that fasting causes a phenomenon called autophagy, which actually has the ability to increase the recovery ability of the body. In fact, there's a lot of metabolic debris when there's an injury. This is why certain like thymus and beta 4 and peptides like that have benefits immediately taken within 6 hours of an injury. The effects are profound because they stimulate the process that gets rid of metabolic waste as a result of injury. But another thing that you can do is to fast periodically. When you fast, it, first of all, intrinsically, it allows a lot of resources for the body to use. Your digestion takes a lot of resources day in and day out. When you're not eating, the body goes, oh, so we can divert blood from the intestines. We can divert blood from the stomach. We can divert energy from these processes, and we can use them elsewhere, number one. Number two, when you eat, you bring in metabolic waste, and obviously you have to get rid of it. When you stop eating, your body can focus on tidying up. It's like, oh, so we don't have to worry about the new metabolic waste coming in this guy's mouth. We can go ahead and focus on getting rid of the metabolic waste as a result of this injury. It's well-founded. There's lots of research out there that shows that fasting causes autophagy, and autophagy causes faster recovery from injuries. So I would say if I was the person prescribing, I'd say take the blueprint program back to the where you're using the intermittent fasting as part of your routine and do the types of body weight movements that alleviate pressure to that area of the spine and speed recovery so you can get back into the gym and trounce it again.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I was so focused on not giving up the training that I kind of missed his diet question. But you're absolutely right. Intermittent fasting will help injuries, and it's a really peculiar phenomenon, but there is good, hard science there to back it up. So absolutely, you know, look into that. The body, it does help the body regenerate, repair, and regrow.
And you know what? And I want to mention something, just like a case in point that I practice what I preach. A couple days ago, Sunday night, I came down with something, and apparently it's going around my gym. So it's not just me. But it's kind of like flu-like symptoms, a clammy cold sweat, stomach is really upset, just don't feel good, haven't been sleeping well, very, very weak, fatigued, vision problems. So I'm talking to people at the gym. Everybody's got the same thing. It's going around the gym, blah, blah, blah. So when I first felt this way, Elisa said, well, let me make something for you to eat. I said, no, I don't want to eat. She goes, do you think that's good? I said, yes, it is good. And I proceeded to do periodic fasting for the next couple days. And yesterday I broke my fast by consuming a half gallon of raw unpasteurized cream throughout the day, which was the best thing I can do. All that fat coming into the body gives the toxins someplace to go to ride the train out of my body instead of being stored in my fat cells.
Right.
And you know what? I went into the gym today and trained, and I'm still not 100%, but damn, you know what? I was training. I was thinking, son of a gun, I'm sick and look at the weight I'm moving. And I'm telling you, it's because I started out fasting. So I gave my body time to use all of its resources to fix the problem instead of having to digest food, you know, every 3 hours. And then I loaded up on some really, really heavy raw unpasteurized cream with a lot of immunoglobulins in it. And all sorts of probiotic benefits and tons and tons. I mean, I had 468 grams of fat alone in that.
Yeah. And a lot of people would look at that and say, no, man, there's no way that can work.
You're crazy. You're going to have a heart attack. I mean, I remember somebody once told me when I told them that I used to eat, raw coconut oil. Well, you know, people have heart attacks if they have high fat meals. Yeah. Well, yeah, somebody who's got clogged arteries, you know.
Exactly.
Anyway, all right. Let me see something. We actually have to take another break. We're going long here. But it's all good. It's all good stuff. All right, when we come back, whose question do we have to answer?
We have one from Richard Patterson, which really leads into
So this is the second. This is a second question from Richard Patterson.
Yeah, the second from Richard Patterson, and then Eric Olson and Jeff DeMeo both had similar and somewhat related questions to systemic enzymes, digestion,
great, 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 great. So we'll answer those questions when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. If you want to learn more about Rob Regish, go to superhumanradio.com and click either the Mass Pro Synthogen banner ad or the Blueprint banner ad. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Melatonin is the best
sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains and record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Come on. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. Apparently, I have been published in Muscle Insider this month. I just got a whole box of copies of the magazine, and I'm just trying to scan it really quick to see if my name is in there. I don't see it. I mean, I was told I was published, but I guess that
hopefully they're saying good things about you, Carl.
It was an article that I wrote many, many years ago, actually, that Scott Welch really liked.
Good.
And so, anyway. All right, so next question. I guess we're going to go back to Richard Patterson, and this is a question that several people have. Is that right?
Yeah, it sparked some interesting discussion between Richard Patterson, Eric Mackin, and then Jeff DeMeo, and a few others. So let me just take originally what Richard wrote, he says, one more, Rob. He says, as I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, you do not discuss insufficient stomach acid in the blueprint, but might you comment on testing whether we're producing enough of it? And if you believe many of us are deficient, how can we correct it? I see that some, such as respected trainer Charles Poliquin, believe about half of us are deficient. Many of us find the feast phase difficult because we lack the stomach acid to digest all the food comfortably. And then Aaron Mackin, if you recall, we had her on the show a couple of weeks ago, saying that she has been advised by a naturopath to basically eat a lower protein diet, work on being more alkaline, since she has a lot of markers pointing to a lack of nutrient absorption. And there, you know, the question becomes what to do, and whether or not I think there's, you know, something really behind this about stomach acid. I think in most cases, nature has given you what you need, meaning there's not a great need to run out and buy, you know, X product to deal with these issues. As a matter of fact, I can recall distinctly when I began toying with intermittent fasting, just what a relief, a feeling of almost euphoria, you know, when I began fasting. And then as I got deeper into it, I started to understand why. Essentially, I had been force-feeding for 15, 20 years in an attempt to gain muscle tissue. And as you know, Carl, when you don't give your stomach digestive system a break, it becomes difficult to make the most of the food that your body eats and utilize those nutrients, transport them to the tissues, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, in fact, a point, and I want to put a little gravity on the importance of what you're saying.
Sure.
A point that Randy Roach once said to me, he said, before the introduction of anabolic steroids, an athlete's ability to add muscle had more to do with his ability to assimilate food and through digestion than right. his ability to go into the gym and pound out the workouts. Everybody had the desire, the drive, and quite often the intestinal fortitude to go lift heavy weights, but the guy who was able to turn the most food into muscle was the winner. Then, when anabolic steroids came along, it changed everything. Then it became the guy who could withstand the side effects from high drug use became the victor, because digestion played a back seat because the anabolic steroids made everything work.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is, and it really puts things into perspective. I'm going to go one step further with that and tell you that it's my opinion that a lot of people don't die from quote-unquote old age in nursing homes. And I've been in plenty because I worked in the business for a while. They die of malnutrition, and specifically the inability to absorb, utilize, and transport nutrients from their diet to the rest of their bodies. You can, you know, and if you don't believe that, go ahead and hammer away and eat what you want, when you want, as much as you want, of everything that you'd like for the next 2 to 3 hours every day for the rest of your life. And watch what happens insofar as insulin resistance, your ability to utilize the food that you eat, and store all that stuff as in the muscle tissue as opposed to body fat, which ultimately is going to be where it winds up. Visceral fat around the organs, et cetera, et cetera. Now let's talk about a easily implemented solution that's going to illustrate for people just how powerful an approach this is. Rotate 3 days of intermittent fasting with 3 days of traditional eating, meaning bodybuilding style, every 2 to 3 hours. And when I talk about intermittent fasting, it's simply fasting or under eating for most of the day. Have a small piece of fruit prior to a weight training workout, and then getting the vast majority of your calories for the day after the workout. 3 days of that rotated with 3 days of traditional, you know, eating every 2 to 3 hours. What you are going to find is that one diet lends greater punch, in my opinion, to the other. So again, like the example of whey or caseinate, it's not an either-or thing. You are using each approach and the merits that each brings to the table to your advantage to potentiate the other. Now, it plays into, so the short answer there is I don't necessarily think there's a problem with insufficient stomach acid or digestive enzymes that the body naturally makes. I do think there's a problem with chronic overfeeding, yes.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
And the solution is to just give your digestive system a break.
And that's where, and you know what, and that's why intermittent fasting is such an important part of not only health, but of the muscle building process. When you fast intermittently, what you eat immediately thereafter quite often is designed, it goes right to muscle. I mean, we've seen that the effects of a bolus meal after a fast stimulates protein synthesis to a greater degree. Adele Moussa just posted on today's show on Facebook, smart move on fasting when you are sick, Carl Lenore, since ghrelin would support your immune system. And he posted a study that shows that ghrelin increases immune function. So how do you upregulate ghrelin? Ghrelin is a hunger hormone. It's the hormone that makes you want to eat everything in the house. It's what's in GHRP2 and GHRP6. And yeah, that's stimulated when you fast.
And if you live in farm country or from farm country, you'll understand and recognize what we're talking about, because when an animal gets sick, uh-huh, it will, quote-unquote, go off its feed.
Right.
It's nature's way of what I was just discussing, giving your digestive system a break. And in fact, you know, if you force-feed yourself too much, like I did in the past and a lot of people I know.
All of us who did the bodybuilding, I made myself insulin-resistant by force-feeding myself.
Right, but you will, I mean, go ahead. You know, gorge, eat as much as you possibly can. Your body and your brain is going to send signals to stop eating. And if you don't and you continue to force feed, guess what? You're going to find yourself throwing up in the bathroom. It's just the body's way of trying to get it through your thick skull, my thick skull, that it can only take so much.
Yeah.
So, you know, take a tip from those of us that have made the mistake already. Start rotating days of intermittent fasting and traditional bodybuilding style eating and reap the benefits of both.
I'm just, you know what, and again, to plug Adele Moussa's blog, Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, because he's got great information about these types of things up there. I was just on his blog and I just noticed something. I never realized this. At the top, it has stay healthy, boost athletic performance, build muscle, fat loss. And then he has improved sex life. I didn't notice that before. I wonder if he just added that column, that segment.
No, that's been there for a while.
Yeah, wow. I got to start reading that one.
You do or I do, man. I think I do. I don't think you do.
No.
But anyway,
No. You misunderstand what I mean. I mean, more is better as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, right. Okay, so we have another question.
Yeah, we actually, and they're related, Eric Olson and Jeff DeMeo. Eric asked, hey, Rob, I was wondering your thoughts on systemic enzymes supplements for recovery. Thanks for your time. And then Jeff wrote, he's saying, I currently use systemic enzymes. Not sure if you're familiar with them. They really work and are great for improving recovery, but are a pain because you have to take them either 1 hour before or after eating.
Right.
Thought about replacing the enzymes with mass pro synthogen. If I were only interested in the recovery benefits from synthogen, can I take it with food? Also, what dosing could I get by with on a daily basis, pursuing recovery only, not muscle building or other benefits? I weigh 170 pounds. Hate to keep bugging you about this, too, but when are you going to do the bench press seminar for Superhuman University?
We have two universities that are going to be slated. Pam Colleen has the seminal seminar on repairing the gut, your stomach, but I got to tell you, everybody needs this seminar when I looked at it. You know what? We all have digestive problems. And what Rob just said is true. The more food you can, the better your digestion system works, the more food you can turn into muscle. And that's the, that one and the bench press seminar are coming up.
Yeah.
So we're going to do them. We're going to do them within the next 30 days, both of those. So be ready. And they're going to be very economical. Okay.
They will. Yeah. So with respect to these questions then, I'm going to take it like this. Some of you may have heard me say systemic enzymes, not digestive enzymes, systemic enzymes. So a little review on that. Enzymes in general, any enzyme can be thought of, best thought of, as a catalyst. It's something that makes something else work or work faster in the body. Chemical reactions, usually we're talking about digestion, are looked at by athletes anyway as slow processes. Enzymes are thought to speed them up. So let's look at an example then of digestive enzymes, which more people will be familiar with versus these systemic enzymes. Digestive enzymes help to do just that, digest macronutrients more efficiently and therefore promote nutrient absorption. They are usually formulated to start their work in the stomach, and they help our own enzymes and hydrochloric acid break down proteins, carbs, and fats. These are easily found. They're readily available at any grocery store in the vitamin section. You're looking for the ingredients pepsin, papain, or papaya, for what it's worth. It's one of the reasons why pineapple is so good to eat with your proteins. Very rich in digestive enzymes. You'll also find a lot of old-timers use pineapple juice in their protein shakes. Not only does it taste great, it helps you get a lot out of the protein. What they do is improve your muscle's absorption of amino acids, and they do help to increase nitrogen retention. Those are digestive enzymes. Systemic enzymes, on the other hand, there are certain proteins that in the body that stimulate others, that suppress inflammation. Systemic enzymes are thought to support that balancing process, assisting the normal inflammatory response that in turn leads to temporary relief from everyday related aches and pains. Players here are usually protease, amylase, and lipase. Okay, you'll see those in these sorts of formulas. Here's the bottom line. I do not doubt that digestive and or systemic enzymes benefit many people. However, before getting too excited and running out and buying these products, I would recommend and encourage people to explore the intermittent fasting or short-term fasting that we discussed just prior. It's free. It's been used since the dawn of man, and it works. Everything else that gets athletes excited about digestive and systemic enzymes, increasing muscle utilization of amino acids, increasing nitrogen retention, all of those things can be said for intermittent fasting and more, a lot more. Once you have trained your digestive system to wring every ounce of nutrition from your diet and improve its uptake and utilization, bringing those nutrients to your muscle tissue, then I think it's time and it's warranted to look into strategic, not shotgun, supplementation, meaning something like Synthogen, as they're asking about, both Eric and Jeff. The slam dunk, then, once that fundamental requirement has been fulfilled, in other words, once you are satisfied that you've practiced intermittent fasting, you understand timing of nutrient intake with exercise, and you are said, I can now wring every available nutrient out of my diet, then you are in a position to say, okay, now I can reap the benefits from a supplement like Synthogen. The slam dunk being this: 7 caps of Mass Pro Synthogen immediately prior to training, and then 7 caps immediately afterwards, and then eat up. You're going to notice a dramatic improvement in your recovery ability, your ability to recover from high-intensity exercise. Thereafter, I would ask you to consider dialing it back to to 6 caps before and 6 after, then 5 caps and 5 after, until such time as you establish your lowest effective dose. And I have a sneaking suspicion that at least in, it looks like Jeff's case, I think it is, at 170 pounds, 5 and 5 is going to be your sweet spot. And again, using something like tart cherry juice in and around the workout, 4 to 6 ounces, as Randy was speaking to earlier, will, in practice, result in anybody, being able to use less Synthogen on training days, and maybe even foregoing it altogether on off days. And I've heard that from people, you know, who have said, listen, man, this stuff works so well for me, I'm just using it on training days.
Hey, Rob, we have to go into a break here. And when we come back, do we have any more questions, or are we going to do the blueprint tip of the day?
We've got one that you sent me from Dan.
Well, let's hold that one because it's a long one, and neither one of us read it yet, and we really should do him justice. Let's read it through. Let's answer it next week. So let's do the Blueprint Power Hour tip of the day when we come back.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to mention that there is a show by Dr. William Wong that I re-aired last week or this week. I think it was this Monday, about systemic enzymes. There is some value to systemic enzymes as a therapeutic aid for those who are worried about having fibrosis in areas of their body. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. Carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging
pine nettle root, and androstenedione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Adele Moussa just posted on my Facebook. And I, who's the guy who, whose back is bothering him again? What's his name?
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry.
I have to go back.
No, don't worry about it. But anyway, here's the bottom line. Not only should he fast, but he should also have lots of sex, too. Adele Moussa just posted on my Facebook wall.
David Ellison.
There you go. David, not only should you be fasting, but you should be having lots of orgasms. Sexual arousal and orgasm increases the absolute number of leukocytes, in particular natural killer cells, and it lists them in peripheral blood. So, and I read the study real quick. I just went through it. And conclusion of the abstract is these findings demonstrate that components of innate immune system are activated by sexual arousal and orgasm. So if your back hurts, you got to tell your wife or your significant other, look, honey, you know what? Dr. Adele Moussa prescribed that I fast and we have lots of sex. And there you go.
Adele's got to put some pictures up on that improve your sex life.
Right now, Adele has millions of husbands and boyfriends going, God bless Adele Moussa. Wait until I get home and honey, my back hurts. Can we have sex?
It's right there.
Oh, man.
All right. So, which brings us to the blueprint tip of the day, which I thought this was a good topic because there was a lot of good discussion and questions related to digestion, nitrogen balance, and optimal uptake and utilization of nutrients. So the tip of the day has to do with the acid-alkaline balance in your body and how to tip those scales in your favor. So let's talk a little bit about that. Alkalizing your body's pH is a desirable factor in generating better nitrogen retention, greater workout capacity, and a more anabolic state. And you're going to be surprised at the amount of literature that's out there surrounding this and how little it's discussed. So what I'm proposing here then is a simple strategy to up your alkaline balance either through your diet or through one of five fruit and veggie, I'll call them detox drinks, that I prescribe to a lot of my guys during one particular phase of the blueprint. But let's talk a little bit about the problem and why you might want to be interested in doing that. Many folks that are listening right now are in an acidic state. How can I say that? Acid-forming diet.
No, Kentucky's a Democratic state. I'm sorry, I had to do that. I'm sorry.
Acid-forming diets are rampant in Western society. And I'll back that up with this. You need only look at the number of people around you that are popping antacid pills all day long, right? I mean, you don't see any anti-alkaline pills out there. You know, you also see Big Pharma's push to get the purple pill that's in every drugstore right now, right? It's over the counter.
Yeah.
So there's your evidence. And as such, it's likely that the strategy that I'm going to recommend will benefit you. Acidic states kill performance, and in particular, lifting performance. When your diet is too acidic, it signals the body to release calcium from your bones and glutamine from the muscle tissue in order to buffer all that acid. This is not good. It can and does work against you in the gym. And by tilting the diet then more towards an alkaline state, you can take a big step toward accelerating anabolism via increased nitrogen retention while keeping catabolism in check and by causing it to lag further behind. Rapid acidification of the system leads to the muscle shutting off and ceasing to contract under load. Quite simply, you can no longer lift the weight and the set is terminated. So let's take an extreme example. Repeated bouts, maximal bouts of intense exercise with little to no rest will have you heaving in a hurry. So you show me any athlete, and I'll make them puke given enough weight and a fast enough pace while squatting. Okay? And a lot of people out there know what I'm talking about because they've experienced it at some point. It's not pleasant. That queasy feeling is a result of too many acids building up in your system too fast. It thinks it's being poisoned. It can't clear the acid fast enough and instead decides to expel it through upchucking. So, you know, again, that's an extreme example, but people likely by now have gotten my point. The acid-alkaline balance is measured on a pH scale from 1 to 14. So a pH of 7 then is neutral, about halfway between very acidic, a pH of 1, and very alkaline, a pH of 14. At rest, your muscle pH is around 6.9. As you start to lift weights, though, things start to change. Once the muscle pH drops below 6.5, the energy chain that fuels your workout is disrupted, and it's disrupted enough to grind things to a halt. All of that acid is not just a problem inside of the muscle cells. It's a problem inside of the blood, too. So to optimally affect the muscle, you first need to lower acid concentrations in the blood. The less acidic the blood, the more it creates a favorable pH gradient between the blood and the muscle, thus pulling the acid out of the muscle, which has big implications for performance, growth, and health. Now, you can do this on an acute basis. We've talked about it before via IP6, inositol hexaphosphate and creatine. Adele Musa at Supversity has some excellent articles on plain old sodium bicarbonate, right? But on a daily basis, in order to tilt your system to a more alkaline balance, one of the most powerful things you can do are some very simple fruit and veggie detox, what I call detox drinks. These are juiced drinks. You know, think of Jack LaLanne and his little juicer. Something as simple, for example, as an apple-carrot juice mix. You take 2 apples and 6 carrots. Wash everything. Peel the carrots, cut them into sections where needed, and juice that thing. Put it in the thermos and carry it around with you. There's another one called carrot and ice juice that I use. 8 carrots, 3 to 4 stalks of celery, and 2 apples. Wash and peel those carrots, wash everything else, cut it into sections, juice it, throw it into your thermos, you know, and sip on it throughout the day. The same can be done with beets, celery stalks, spinach.
Here's a surprising one. Yeah. Lemons and limes.
Most
people would think that lemons and limes would make you more acidic. They actually make you more alkaline. I learned that from Dr. Lauren Cordain's website, thepaleodiet.com. He has a whole list of foods that will make your body more alkaline.
In fact, when we rolled out Synthogen, whether you're using Synthogen or not, one of the things that I recommend to people is sipping on lemon water throughout the day. And in particular, throughout the workout, you're absolutely right. It's counterintuitive because on the surface, right, these are citrus fruits. You know, you would think they make your system acidic. But the reality is, once inside your body, they help to alkalize your system. So when you go shopping, you know, here's your list. Carrots, celery stalks, cabbage, cucumbers, ginger, lemons, limes, parsley, spinach, all of those things juiced and put into a drink believe it or not, are not only good for you, but they improve your performance in the gym. And when you combine those things with things like intermittent fasting, and you can sip on these drinks during the day while you're fasting, you will have a sense of well-being and health that is difficult to describe unless you've experienced it. And I recall it firsthand because I had never fasted before, and I had never had a live fruit and veggie, you know, detox drink, I'll call it.
Right.
The people out there that have done this know what I'm talking about. It's difficult to put into words, but you're reclaiming your health, and you're doing it in large part through tipping the balance from an acidic body and an acidic state to a more alkaline state. And these drinks are a very easy, economical way to put that into practice. And not only you're going to be healthier, but you're going to perform better in the gym, and it doesn't take long to see it. Yeah. It's really something else.
Yeah, it's important. And we took actually as far back as probably 5 or 6 years ago, I had Tom Mantos on the show. We talked about the importance of maintaining an alkaline state to build muscle.
Right.
This has been something that Randy Roach and I have discussed ad infinitum, especially because of the high protein diet's propensity to push the body to a more acidic side.
Right.
And you know, the important thing is to eat those foods that help balance things out and not let your bones do all the work by letting your body suck all the calcium and calcium out of the bones to buffer the acidity. So, yep. No, it's this very, very good advice. Great blueprint tip of the day.
Yeah, way overlooked. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. Of special note, we are going to have a big, emphasis on big, announcement during next week's Blueprint Power Hour. I'm not going to say any more. I'm going to leave it at that. But some people are going to be very pleasantly surprised. So look forward to that.
There you go. All right, listen, Rob Regish, as always, you put a lot of work into this this episode every single week. And also, thank you for supporting the show today. Adele Musa, Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com, the best blog on the internet, bar none, period.
Amen.
Thank you to Randy. Mordhorst? Did I pronounce that right? I'm sorry if I didn't.
Randy Mordhorst.
Okay. For coming on the show and talking about his experience with both Synthogen and Tarte Cherry Juice. Looks like there may be some answers for the elderly using Synthogen. We'll have another great show for you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. Thanks again, Rob.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay. See everybody tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.